book of Luke is called also the kingdom of God.
那所以法利赛人曾经问主耶稣说，神的国什么时候来到？
And so Pharisees once asked the Lord Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come?
啊，因为主耶稣说神的国近了。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God is near.
主耶稣回答他们说，神的国就在你们心里。
And Jesus replied to them, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
主耶稣回答他们说，神的国就在你们的当中。
And Jesus replied to them and said, the kingdom of God is among you.
哦，有神同在的地方就是神的国。
Where we, where God abides, that is, that place is the kingdom of God.
啊，有神的能力彰显的地方就是神的国。
The place where we can see the great work of God, that is the kingdom of God.
后来主耶稣被抓在比拉多面前受比拉多的审判。
Later on, the Lord Jesus Christ was captured and was judged in front of Pilate.
主耶稣对比拉多说：“我的国不属这个世界。”
The Lord Jesus told Pilate that my kingdom is not of this world.
啊，所以呢，啊，如果我的国是属这个世界，那么跟随我的人啊，会为我征战啊，不会。你们不会这么容易就抓到我。
If my kingdom is of this world, then my followers would have fought you, and you would not be able to capture me so easily.
所以新约圣经跟旧约圣经啊，就有很多事情是不太一样。
And there are a lot of things that are quite different between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这些以色列人在旧约时代是神的选民，是神的百姓。
The Israelites in the Old Testament, they are the chosen people of God, the people of God.
啊，神也让他们在地上成立了他们的国家。
God also let them establish their nation in this world.
所以他们必须要跟周遭的人啊，会有来往，甚至会有冲突。
So they had to, interact with the kingdom around them and even have disputes.
啊，他们也会面对着国家跟国家之间的战争。
And they even have to have battles with all these nations.
好，所以我们在旧约圣经里头就看到神的百姓跟周遭的啊国家或者民族他们之间的征战。
And so we can see how the people of God, the Israelites, battles the nations or the tribes surrounding them.
啊，有征战啊，就需要用武器啊，就会有人死亡受伤。
Because there's war and battles, they need weaponries, and there are also a lot of injuries and even death.
那在新约时代，主耶稣说：“我的国不属这个世界。”
So in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ said that my kingdom is not of this world.
哦，所以现在神的国啊，不是这个世界上的任何一个政治的团体。
And so, the kingdom of God is none of any of those political groups or political organizations.
哦，所以也就没有像过去旧约时代的那种战争。
So we no longer have the war as in the Old Testament.
但是今天神的百姓也是一样有战争，有征战。
But today, for us, the people of God, we also need to fight in battles.
啊，只是那个层面不一样。
It's just that we fight on a different way, a different perspective.
啊，今天我们也是有我们要面对的敌人。
Today we also have our enemies that we need to conquer.
啊，比如说我们要面对自己里头的那个不好的私欲。
For example, we must face the bad desires inside us.
哦，这胜过我们的私欲啊，这就是一种征战。
To overcome our desires, this is also a form of battle.
啊，在我们周遭有一些对我们信仰会造成负面影响的，那这个也是我们征战的对象。
And there are also things that will have negative influence on our faith. These things are also things that we need to battle.
那当然，看不见的撒旦啊，也是我们的仇敌。
And of course, Satan, who we cannot see with our own eyes, he is also our enemy.
那对旧约时代这些神的百姓，他们的那些征战，啊，我们 当然也就用提升的一个角度来看。
And so towards the battles that happened in the olden times, we need to look at it from a different view.
今天我们不再有像他们那样子的征战。
Because we no longer have wars or battles that they went through.
但是他们的那些经历，这当中有我们可以学习的一些教训或者启发。
But yet their experiencesCan serve as a warning or insight for us nowadays.
我们请看四世纪二十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Judges 21.
四世纪二十一章。
Judges 21.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
神就是以色列百姓的王。
God was the king of the Israelites.
但是神是灵，所以看不见。
Yet he is a spirit, so we cannot see him with our own eyes.
所以人常常会忽略了这个看不见而存在的王。
And so a lot of time people will neglect or will look over this king that exists yet is invisible.
下半句话说，当时的人个人任意而行。
And here it says that everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
这个神的国是应该是充满着自由。
The kingdom of God should be full of freedom.
但是必须要在神的道理的范围里头。
But the freedom is within the boundary of God's truth and law.
如果没有神的教训，这个不是真正的自由。
If we do not have the teachings of God, then that is not the true freedom.
常常在这种自由里头，反而带来了伤害自己、伤害别人。
A lot of time in a freedom without God's teaching, it was a freedom that will hurt ourselves as well as others.
没有神的教训的自由，常常会带来败坏。
And freedom without the teaching of God, a lot of time it brings corruption.
当时他们虽然有神的诫命。
At the time, even though the people had the laws of God.
但是他们在享受他们的自由，却不是在神的这个诫命的规范里头。
But when they are enjoying their freedom, their freedom is not within the boundary of the commandments of God.
所以他们的自由常常带来了败坏跟伤害。
So their freedom oftentimes brought upon them corruptions and also harm.
最大的伤害就是破坏了他们跟神之间的关系。
The greatest harm is that it broke the relationship between them and God.
破坏人跟神的关系，也就破坏了这个神对他百姓的看顾跟保护。
And if they break the relationship between God and them, they also were breaking the protection of God, or God no longer watch over them.
失去了神的保护，那常常就带来被别人的这种欺压。
And when they lost the protection of God, oftentimes they were oppressed by others.
所以在四世纪里头，我们常常会看到这些百姓受到外族人的欺压。
So in the book of Judges, we often see how the people of God were oppressed by Gentiles.
那他们在受苦当中，当然也会呼求神。
And of course, in their suffering, they would cry out to God.
神听见他们的呼求，神常常就怜悯他们。
God listened to their cry, and oftentimes He had compassion and mercy on them.
神就为他们兴起拯救者。
And so God will establish deliverer for them.
那这些拯救者常常就被称为是士师。
And the people who God raises to deliver them from the suffering oftentimes are called judges.
那在士师记第三章里头提到有一个士师叫做以弗。
In Judges chapter 3, there's a judge called Ehud.
在十二节说到当时的以色列人，他们受到摩押人的欺压。
And verse 12 says, and the children of Israel, at the time, Israel was oppressed by Moabites.
那已经被他们欺压了十八年。这个在十四节。
And they have been oppressed for 18 years. This is recorded in verse 14.
三章十五节，以色列人呼求主的时候，主就为他们兴起一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以弗，他的左手便利的。以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。
15. But when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them. Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man, by him the children of Israel sent tribute to Eglon, king of Moab.
这里说以色列人已经受苦了18年，那他们就呼求神。
Here the Israelites have been suffering for 18 years, so they cried out to the Lord.
啊，他们被欺压，而且看起来是每一年都要送礼物给这个摩押王。
They were being oppressed, and it looks like they need to send tribute to the king of Moab every year.
那神就为他们兴起一个拯救者，啊，名字叫做以弗。
So God raised up a deliverer for them. His name is Ehud.
啊，这个以弗他有一个特点啊，就是他是左手便利的。
There's a unique characteristic of Ehud, that is, he's a left-handed man.
在十五节说到这个以弗在那个时候被托付一个任务，就是送礼物给摩押王。
Here it says that they gave a task to Ehud, that is to send a tribute to the king of Moab.
那这个以弗他就来为以色列人来做这件事情。
And so Ehud is to do this task on behalf of the Israelites.
那在这一次啊，他心中另外有一个计划。
And this time he had his own plan.
看起来他应该不是第一次去送礼物。
It looks like it's not the first time he was sent to deliver the tribute.
啊，那在这一次他心中起了一个计划。
And so this time he had a plan in his heart.
当然这个计划的目的就是要拯救以色列人脱离摩押人的手。
Of course, the purpose of this plan is to deliver the Israelites from the oppression of the Moabites.
他所用的方法，第一个，他想要先杀掉这个摩押王。
And in his plan, the first step is to kill the king of Moab.
把这个摩押王杀了之后，他再召集百姓来对抗这个摩押人。
And after he killed the king, he will gather the people to fight against the Moabites.
所以他的计划有两个步骤。
And so there are two steps in his plan.
第一个，除掉摩押王。
First is to get rid of the king of Moab.
第二个，击败这些摩押的这个军队。
Second is to defeat the army of Moabites.
所以从十五节一直到三十节就在讲这一个经过。
So from verse 15 to 30, it was talking about this process.
那他也按照他的计划，这两个步骤都实现了，都完成了。
And according to his plan, he accomplished both steps.
所以让以色列人就脱离摩押人的手，国中太平有80年。
And so the Israelites were delivered from the hand of Moabites, and they had peace for 80 years.
那我们从整个事件里头，我们来得到几个学习。
And from this whole incident, we would learn several teachings.
希望我们也能够从我们的学习帮助我们能够这个走在智慧当中。
And hopefully from what we learn, we can learn how to walk in wisdom.
第一个，这个以弗他明白神的旨意。
First of all, Ehud here knows God's will.
他有着那一种要为百姓、为神的百姓来做事情的那一种决心。
And he had the determination to do things for his people.
因为当时以色列人他们已经受苦18年。
Because the Israelites had been suffering for 18 years at the time.
那这个以弗他有那种觉悟，我能够来做一些事情来帮助以色列人。
And so Ehud had this heart to do something to help his people.
因为他是一个左手便利的人。
And because he's left-handed.
因为他有机会接近这个摩押王。
And he had the opportunity to approach the king of Moab.
做这样事情的人应该不止以弗这一个人。
And the person who are able to do this is not only just Ehud.
哦，因为去送礼物的不是只有以弗一个人。
Because they would not just send Ehud alone to send the tribute.
哦，可能其他人过去也做过这样的事情。
And perhaps there are others who had done the same thing.
哦，但是这个以弗他有神来感动他。
But Ehud was moved by God.
哦，所以我们常常需要神来感动我们。
So a lot of time we also need God to move us.
啊，在神的家里有很多的事情需要做。
There are a lot of things need to be done in the household of God.
啊，但是需要有神来感动我们。
But we need God to move us.
啊，所以我们求神感动我们个人。
So we ask God to move us personally.
啊，我们也常常为教会祷告，求神来感动弟兄姐妹。
We also need to pray often for our church. We ask God to move the brothers and sisters.
我们请看阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 7.
阿摩斯书第七章。
Amos chapter 7.
第七章十四节。
Verse 14.
这个阿摩斯先知，他是属于南朝属于这个犹大国的人。
Amos was the people of the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah.
啊，但是阿摩斯他却到北边的以色列国去讲预言。
Yes, yet he prophesied in the northern kingdom.
啊，而且是去传警告。
And he was preaching warnings.
所以对北朝的很多人呢，他们觉得很不喜欢。
So the people of the northern kingdom were not very happy about this.
哦，你是从南边的跑来北边，哦，来警告我们。
You are people of the south, yet you come here to warn us.
哦，我们请看七章十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 13.
哦，有人对阿摩斯说：“你不要在伯利恒再说预言，因为这里有王的圣所，有王的宫殿。”
But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and it is the royal residence.
哦，所以就有人警告他说：“你不要在这里讲预言了。”
And so someone warned him never again to prophesy here.
哦，你是南边的人，你要讲到南边去讲。
You are the people of the south. If you want to preach warning, you should do it at the south.
哦，讲白一点，你在这里是不受欢迎的。
And to be more honest, you are not welcome here.
那阿摩斯就用十四节来回答。
And Amos answered in verse 14.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说：“我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧人，又是修理桑树的。”
He answered and said to Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit."
这个阿摩斯就说：“是的，我本来也不是先知。”也不是先知的门徒。
And Amos acknowledged that he was no prophet, and nor was he a son of a prophet.
哦，我只是一个很平凡的一个牧羊人跟农人。
He was just an ordinary sheep breeder and a farmer.
十五节。
Verse 15.
主选召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说：“你去向我民以色列说预言。”
And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, "Go prophesy to my people Israel."
哦，我今天到北边来，这是神要我来的。
And today I come to the northern kingdom because God wanted me so.
哦，神感动我去做，我不是做这个过不是神感动我去做这个先知的工作，这不是我以前的工作。
And God moved me to do the work of a prophet, which was not my profession before.
哦，那当然。阿摩斯得到这个感动，他也明白这是神必须要做的事情。
And of course, Amos was moved, and he also know very clearly that this is something he must do.
哦，所以我们求神感动我们。
So we ask God to move us.
我们求神让我们能够明白。
We ask God also to let us know.
哦，一个牧羊人，他也可以成为神的先知。
A shepherd can become a prophet of God.
那另外，在主耶稣的时代啊，有一些人却不是这样子。
But in the time of the Lord Jesus, there are some people who are not like this.
哦，他们有神托付给他们的这个使命。
They have the missions that the Lord Jesus entrusted to them.
但是他们却没有把它做好。
Yet they did not do a good job.
我们请看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 15.
马太福音十五章十四节。
Matthew 15, verse 14.
十四节，主耶稣对这些法利赛人说：“任凭他们吧，他们是瞎眼领路的。若是瞎子领瞎子，两个人都要掉在坑里。”
14. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both would fall into a ditch.
这法利赛人他们是懂得圣经的。
Pharisees know the scripture very well.
从圣经里头，他们应该晓得弥赛亚的来到。
And from the Bible, they know about the coming of Messiah.
他们看到主耶稣，他们应该要晓得这就是弥赛亚。
When they saw the Lord Jesus, they should know that he is the Messiah.
但是因为他们的自私。
But because of their selfishness.
但是因为他们的嫉妒。
And because of their envy.
他们却拒绝主耶稣。
They rejected the Lord Jesus.
那甚至阻挡人就近主耶稣。
They even prevented people to approach the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他们就不能够来完成神要他们做的事情。
So they were not able to accomplish what God entrusted them to do.
所以神让以弗能够送礼代表以色列人去送礼物。
So God had let Ehud become the representative to deliver the tribute to the king of Moab.
神又让他是一个左手可以使用剑的人。
And God also let him be a left-handed man who can use his dagger.
那神感动他，他就知道我需要来拯救百姓。
And God moved him, so he knew that he needed to deliver his people.
所以他就把握了这一次的送礼物的这个机会。
And so he grabs on the opportunity of sending this tribute.
他这个行动一开始只能够他自己去执行。
And his action at first, he needed to do it alone.
所以呢，他应该是没有告诉其他的人。
So I think that he did not tell other people about his plan.
那他有在思考，我刚一开始讲，他分两个步骤。
And I mentioned before that he had two steps.
这么大的事情，当然不是只有他只是只有他一个人就能够完成。
For something this big, it will require more people to accomplish.
但是在一开始的时候，只能够他一个来执行。
But in the beginning, the action can only be done by him alone.
所以他要做很好的计划。
So he need to plan very well.
所以他在行动之前，他应该都已经想得很周到。
So before he taken any action, he must have considered it very well.
他应该不是第一次去送礼物。
And this is not the first time he went to send tribute.
过去他曾经做过这样的事情。
In the past, he might have done the same thing.
所以他对整个过程他应该是了解的。
So he knew about the whole process.
那在过去他应该是做得很好。
And in the past, he must have done a good job.
所以人家在指派他做同样的事情。
So the people sent him again to do the same thing.
因为这对以色列人来讲也是一件重要的工作。
And to the Israelites, this is also a very important task.
因为必须要得到摩押王的欢喜。
Because they need to gain favor from the king of Moab.
那这个以弗他应该是把这个事情做得很完美。
And Ehud must have done a pretty good job.
那其实这也是为他自己在制造机会。
And this is also the steps that he takes to create opportunities for himself.
因为做得好，所以人家才会再继续派他去。
Because he did a good job before, so people will continue to send him to do the same thing again.
我们常常说机会是神给的。
We often said that opportunity comes from God.
神在什么时候给我们机会？
When will God give us the opportunity?
很多时候在平常的时候，神已经在把机会给我们。
A lot of time during our ordinary days, God have already given us the opportunities.
我们常常说要把握住机会。
A lot of time we said that we need to seize that opportunity.
那如果在平常，我们就把该做的事做好。
And during our daily ordinary days, if we do the things that we need to do well,
那我们就是在把握机会。
Then we are grasping on or seizing on that opportunity.
一时之间你可能没有看到什么机会。
And at that split second, you might not realize that was the opportunity.
但是以后你一定会发现，你是在为自己制造机会。
But later on, you know that you are creating the opportunities.
当然，这个也是神所赐的。
Of course, these are also given by God.
约瑟为这个酒鸩解梦。
Joseph had interpreted dream for the cupbearer.
那是在平常的日子里头。
And he did it during the ordinary day.
他们同样被关在这个法老的护卫长的监狱里头。
And they were both imprisoned at the same time.
约瑟可以选择他就不理这个酒鸩。
Joseph could have just ignored the cupbearer.
这个酒鸩面带愁容，那是你家的事。
And the cupbearer had a long face, but that's his own problem.
但是约瑟在平常的日子，他就表现出那种对人的关心跟爱。
And but Joseph, in his very ordinary days, he also shows consideration and care for other people.
这个酒鸩说我是因为做了一个奇怪的梦所以呢就有心事。
And so the cupbearer says, like, I have something in my mind because I had a very weird dream.
那约瑟是一个能够向神祷告来为人解梦的人。
And Joseph was a person who can intercede for other people as well as interpret dreams.
他也不嫌麻烦，他就来为这个酒鸩解梦。
And he did not care that he did not feel inconvenienced by it, so he interpreted dreams for him.
以后回头看，这就是一个机会。
And so when we look back, we know that was an opportunity for him.
路德跟拿俄米回到犹大地。
Ruth and Naomi, they came back to the land of Judah.
在犹太社会里头，他们可以等待人家来帮助他们。
In the land of Judah, they can just wait it for others to offer their help.
因为他跟拿俄米都是没有儿女的寡妇。
Because both women were without husband and children.
但是路德他年纪轻。
But yet Ruth was a young woman.
她有力气到田野里头去捡麦穗。
She still have strength to gather the grain in the field.
这是在平常的日子的一个平常的工作。
This is the ordinary things she was doing on an ordinary day.
她可以做，她也可以不做。
She could choose not to do it.
但是她去做了。
But yet she did.
这个就带给她一个机会。
And so that brought to her an opportunity.
她就到了波阿斯的田里。
She went into the field of Boaz.
她就有机会跟波阿斯见面。
And she had the opportunity to meet Boaz.
她给波阿斯留下一个很好的印象。
And she left a very good impression on Boaz.
这个以弗她就把平常的事情做好。
And so Ehud did his best, did a good job during his ordinary day.
所以他就有了机会。
So he gained opportunities.
他在做这个事情，他应该是很尽力的去做。
And he must have put all heart into doing his job.
想想看，是献礼物去给敌人的王。
And if you think about it, he was to deliver tribute and gifts to the king of a nation that oppressed them.
还要在这个摩押王面前要有这表现出这种很尊敬对方。
And he has to show respect to this king of Moab, which is their enemy.
那但是他都能够忍耐下来，把他做得最好。
But he was able to endure, and he did a good job.
所以这个摩押王对他也有好的印象。
And so the king of Moab also had a good impression of him.
他能够单独一个来救接近这个摩押王。
So he could personally approach the king of Moab.
这个应该是 王对他有相当的好感跟信任。
And that must be because the king of Moab had a certain degree of trust and also a good impression on him.
哦，其实他所想要做的是谋杀、暗杀这个摩押王。
What Ehud was thinking is to assassin the king.
他自己一个人来做。
He would do it himself.
所以他有相当的勇敢。
So he was very courageous.
啊，他或许有人会想说，那也找一两个帮手。
And perhaps someone will think we should find a couple other more people to help.
啊，但是这件事情最好是只有一个人去做。
But towards this particular task, it is best to do it himself.
哦，所以勇气变得很重要。
And so his courage is very important.
我们请看箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 29.
箴言二十九章二十五节。
Proverbs 29, verse 25.
二十五节，惧怕人的陷入网罗，唯有依靠主的必得安稳。
The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe.
啊，以弗的这一个做这件事情啊，绝对不可以显出害怕。
And when Ehud was doing the thing, his plan, he shall not show fear.
哦，就像这个第一句话所说的，惧怕的人就陷入网罗。
Just like what it says here, the fear of man brings a snare.
哦，显出害怕来就会被怀疑。
If he shows fear, then the king will start to doubt him.
下半句话说依靠神的必得安稳。
And the later part said, whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe.
哦，他现在要做的事情是神的事业。
What he is doing is the business of God.
哦，所以他能够很有自信的来依靠神。
So he can confidently trust in the Lord.
哦，那依靠神他就很安稳。
Because he trusts in the Lord, he was very steadfast.
请我们看回士师记第三章。
Let's turn back to Judges chapter 3.
士师记三章二十一节。
Verse 21。
二十一节，以弗便伸左手从右腿上拔出剑来，刺入王的肚腹。
Then Ehud reached with his left hand, took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly.
哦，这时候是只有以弗跟这个摩押王，只有他们两个人。
Here there are only two people, which is Ehud and the king of Moab.
哦，这一件事情要完成有两个步骤。
And for him to accomplish, this mission, he had two steps.
第一个步骤，没有任何人在场。
The first step is that he has to make sure nobody is around.
他正在做一件很重要、很伟大的事情。
He's doing something.That's very great and important.
啊，万一失败了，他就死在那里。
If he failed, he might die there.
啊，那这个没有人知道曾经有这样一个英雄。
So nobody would have known that he was a hero.
啊，成功了也没有人知道。
Even if he succeeded, nobody would know.
啊，一般来讲。做很重要的工作，很重要、很伟大的事情，总是需要有人看见。
Normally, if you do something great and important, you would want people to know it.
啊，但是在这个做神的事业，常常不是这样子。
But when we are dealing with God's matter, that was not the case.
哦，不一定要有人看见。
Not necessarily, we need others to know about it.
啊，更不需要。有这个鼓掌的声音。
And we don't need applause from other people as well.
那这个第一个步骤一定要有。
But this first step we must have.
哦，那这个是重点。
That is the key.
哦，所以以弗他先做这个步骤，先抓住这个重点。
And so when Ehud did this first, and he was able to grasp on this important step.
哦，在第十六节说他特别打造了一把两刃的剑。
Verse 16 said, Ehud made himself a dagger that was double edged and a cubit in length.
哦，是藏在他的右腿 衣服里面
and fastened it under his clothes on his right thigh.
在二十一节，他就用左手拔出这个利剑来。
And so verse 21 it says Ehud reached with his left hand and took the dagger.
神让他有这个恩赐，他在这个场合，他用了他的恩赐。
And so God gave him this talent or gift, and he was able to use it in this opportunity.
圣经常常也用这个利剑来比喻神的话、神的道。
And the Bible also used the word sword or double-edged sword to illustrate the words of God.
我们请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书六章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7.
以弗所书六章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7.
十七节。
Oh, verse 17.
要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
在这里说，神的道就是圣灵的宝剑。
Here it says the word of God is the sword of the Spirit.
今天我们拿着不再是物质上的宝剑。
And today what we are holding is no longer a physical sword.
我们要用的武器是神的话。
The weapon that we will use is the word of God.
让我们能够胜过撒旦的也是神的道。
So that we can also overcome Satan with the words of God.
那我们要胜过自己的私欲，也是要用神的道。
We can overcome our own sinful desires by the word of God.
箴言里头说到一句话讲的何宜。好像金苹果放在银网子里。
And in Proverbs it says that a
我们来看一下好了，箴言二十五章。
Proverbs 25。
箴言二十五章。
Proverbs 25。
箴言二十五章十一节。
Proverbs 25 verse 11。
十一节，一句话说的何以，就如金苹果放在银网子里。
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
这个神的话是活泼的。
And the word of God is alive.
那神的话是带着力量的。
And the words of God also is powerful.
但是我们要能够把它用得合宜。
But we have to use it fitly.
就好像这个以弗，他身上带着那一把利剑啊，但是他也有他的左手来用。
And so, just like Ehud, he had this very good sword or dagger, but yet he has to use it with his left hand.
那当然，这是他的一个神给他的恩赐。
Of course, this is something a talent that God gave him.
那我们知道，很多有这个所谓天分的人，有恩赐的人，他也需要不断的练习。
And we know that even the gifted or talented people, they need practice.
我们都有领受神话语的恩赐。
And all of us receive the gift of receiving the word of God.
因为我们绝大部分的人都已经领受圣灵。
Because most of us have the Holy Spirit.
我们在有圣灵的教会，圣灵来引导我们，帮助我们。
In this church with the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us.
所以我们每一个人都有领受神话语的这种恩赐。
Every one of us has this gift of listening to His words.
就好像以弗，他是左手便利的人。
Just like Ehud, he was left-handed.
但是他也需要去练习用这一把剑。
But he also need to practice how to use that dagger.
那我们要去练习将神的话。来练习。
So we also must practice with the words of God.
我们在读经的时候，我们要去思，也要去默想，去思想神的话。
And so when we are reading the words of God, we need to meditate and think about it.
我们在查经聚会的时候，我们要去思想，跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
When we are having Bible study, we need to think and ponder, and also share with brothers and sisters.
我们愿意去跟我们的朋友来谈信仰、谈道理。
We must be willing to talk about faith and our belief with our friends.
这个都是在做练习。
These are all practicing.
那为什么这个以弗他能够单独跟摩押王在一起？
So why is it that Ehud was able to become, to be left alone with the king of Moab?
我们请看回四世纪第三章。
Turn back to Judges chapter 3.
四世纪第三章十九节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 19.
以弗自己却从靠近吉甲凿石之地回来，说：“王啊，我有一件机密事来奏告你。”王说：“回避吧。”于是左右势力的人都退去了。
19, but he himself turned back from the stone images that were at Gilgal and said, I have a secret message for you, O king. He said, keep silence, and all who attended him went out from him.
哦，他们已经把礼物献给了摩押王。
So they had already delivered the tribute to the king of Moab.
所以他们就离开了。
So they were on their way back.
哦，那只有以弗他自己再回来。
And so only Ehud himself turned back.
哦，那他对王说，我有一件机密的事情要告诉你。
He told the king, I have a secret message for you.
啊，这个王对他有信任。
So the king trusted him.
啊，就叫左右的人说，你们暂时离开。
And so he told those who attending to him to go to went out to go out.
哦，因为要刺杀这个王，最好是旁边都没有人。
For him to be able to assassinate the king, the best way is that when there's nobody around.
因为杀了王，这只是第一步骤，还有第二个步骤。
Because after he killed the king, that was only the first step. He need to carry on to the second step.
所以他为自己来创造了这样一个环境。
And so he created the situation for himself.
当然，这也是神帮助他。能够有这样的一个环境。
And of course, God helped him so that he can create this situation.
哦，所以是两方面的，神的计划加上神的帮助。
So there are two factors. One is man's plan, and the other one is the help from God.
哦，所以他就把这个王给刺杀了。
And so he was able to assassinate the king.
哦，那他也就没有害怕的，啊，把门都关了，然后他才离开。
And without fear, he shut all the doors and then he left.
哦，他在拖延被发现的时间。
And he wants to prolong the time before they found the king.
因为他还有第二个步骤要做。
Because he need to carry on the second step.
哦，不但要把王杀了，也要把摩押的这个军队给摧毁。
And not only does he need to kill the king of Moab, he also need to defeat the army of the Moabites.
好，我们请看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
二十七节，以弗到了以法莲山地吹角，以色列人随着他下了山地，他在前头引路。
And it happened when he arrived that he blew the trumpet in the mountains of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mountains, and he led them.
哦，他结合了更多的人。
So he gathered more people.
把这一件事情彻底的完成。
And he accomplished his goal.
哦，这两个步骤都做了，这个样才算完成。
So after only after he did all the two steps that this thing can be called done.
啊，二十八节。
28.
对他们说：“你们随我来，因为主已经将你们的仇敌摩押人交在你们手中。”于是他们跟着他下去，把守约旦河的渡口，不容摩押一人过去。
Then he said to them, Follow me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. So they went down after him, seized the fords of the Jordan leading to Moab, and did not allow anyone to cross over.
哦，他啊，吹角集合众人来跟随他。
So he blew the trumpet, and gathered the people to follow him.
哦，他以神为中心来鼓励他们，这个神已经在帮助我们了。
With God in the center, he encouraged the people that God had helped us.
这个摩押人应该是住在约旦河的东边。
No, the Moabites should live at the eastern side of Jordan.
从这里看起来，他们已经现在在约旦河的西边了。
It looks like they are at the west side of Jordan.
也就是摩押人已经侵入了这个以色列人的地方。
That is to say that the Moabite had already entered into the land of the Israelites.
所以他必须把这摩押人赶到约旦河的东边。
And so they need to chase out all the Moabites and send them to the eastern side of the River Jordan.
但我们也看到这些摩押人，他们往死了，他们就好像跟着就溃败了。
And so we see the Moabite after their king died, it seems like they went down with him.
啊，这个王死了，没有人来发号命令。
And when the king died, nobody gave them orders.
啊，王死了，所以没有人指挥他们应该怎么做。
And nobody instructed them what to do.
啊，所以这也给我们一个提醒。
And so this also gives us a warning.
哦，今天我们不能够只是依赖少数几个人。
And today we cannot rely only on a few people.
哦，这个摩押人没有了这个王，他们就溃败了。
And we can see the Moabites after they lost their king, they were defeated.
哦，在教会里头，我们不能够只有依靠特定的几个人。
And in the church, we cannot only rely on a certain few people.
哦，这就是为什么我们常常强调，今天是人人祭司的时代。
And that is why we emphasize on the fact that today everyone is the priest.
摩西死了，以色列人还是要照样的进迦南地去。
After Moses died, the Israelites had to enter into the land of Canaan.
没有了摩西，还有耶稣亚。
When they lost Moses, they still have Joshua.
哦，今天我们在教会里头，在神国里头，就是要这样子。
And today, that is the same way in the kingdom, in the church, in the kingdom of God.
哦，那这个以弗他整个计划呢，成功了，就让以色列人维持了80年的太平。
So after Ehud has succeeded, the Israelites have kept the peace for 80 years.
哦，他所做的事情有神。啊，有神来坚固他。
And God have strengthened what he did.
啊，所以我们常常求神的手来坚固坚立我们所做的。
So we must ask God's hand to strengthen us and to keep us safe.
我们一起唱诗279首。
Let's all sing hymn 279.